you will be found. What a wonderful promise that we are given by God. Happy Easter, Bridgeway. Good to see everyone in the house of the Lord at our 9 a.m. broadcast service. Good to see those of you at the Owens Mills Reisterstown campus as well. Happy Easter to all of you there in whatever country you are in and wherever you are, in your kitchen, in your car, even sitting in your living room. We're just glad that you're with us to celebrate the wonderful resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. He was no longer in the grave. He got up. He got up. He is risen. He is risen indeed. Lostness is a thing. Not just geographical lostness, but emotional, cultural, spiritual lostness. In this day and age of division, it's hard not to feel lost. The news is full of people who are dead set on tearing each other apart. And if you're like me, you don't easily fit into one side or the other. Empathetically, many of you like me tend to understand both sides or multiple sides. Many of us just want to find unity, harmony. We want safety, peace, calm. Yet in today's politics in the government and politics at work at the office and social issues boiling over all over the place, environmental issues, extreme weather events, post-pandemic health issues, and for some even contentious personal and family issues, we can all find ourselves getting lost. And we're lost sometimes in what we even used to believe. We're lost sometimes in who we even trust now, what we used to dream about. And even the economy can be frightening. But here's the reality. Some of us just want Chipotle. That's all. We just want Chipotle. Actually, I like Baja Fresh, but there's not a lot of those around these days. I digress. Here's the point. Society keeps telling us that we must pick a side. But I just want to pick an entree, a movie, an Easter service to attend. Are you stressed over some of the world issues, social justice matters, or even personal drama? Sometimes I just want to go to Silver Spring, the Stretch Works, where I go once or twice a month to get stretched by Dehati and loosen up these tight muscles as I'm getting older. For some of you, you just want to go to the gym, walk the dog, binge watch your show, read a novel. And for some of you, you just want to sleep. If that's you, can you just say amen? Yeah, these are people who are sleeping. Yeah. But in our reactions to all of these matters in the world, sometimes we just feel lost in our own personal worlds to such a degree that even our own vices aren't enough to bring us solace. And we secretly ask questions like, who am I? What am I doing here? What's my purpose? And would anyone even miss me if I was, well, not here? Have you ever felt like this? Well, I want to put in a plug for next week because we're going to start a 4-week series called Precious. And next Sunday, I'm going to preach on precious community to let you know that you do matter, you do belong, you are needed, you are special. And Pastor Eli and I are going to do that series for the next 4 weeks. Make sure you come back. 9 a.m., the broadcast service. 11 a.m., not the broadcast service. We want you here. 10:30 a.m. at Owens Mills, Reisterstown. We want you here. But these questions surface to our consciousness, and we may think them even though we may not ever say them out loud. And when we start feeling lost, we start questioning everything. Have you ever had one of those questioning everything moments? Or maybe questioning everything seasons? You can go through these sometimes, and you ask yourself, where's the hope? And we saw in the program today a woman who was finding hope when hope found her. A woman at the well, when Jesus found her, he offered her the hope of living water. We saw in other vignettes where the disciples were finding hope as hope was finding them. One, Peter even walked on water for a moment. The reality is that Jesus is the one who finds our hope. He's the one that we can put our hope in. And in a sense, before finding Jesus, or should I say before Jesus found them, these people were lost. This woman at the well, she was lost in her brokenness of multiple messed up relationships with men. That may be some of you. The disciples, Jesus called these men, they were lost in their sense of purpose and the drive in life. That may reflect some of you. But I'm here to tell you on this Easter Sunday that Jesus is in to lost people. And lost people matter to God. In fact, there's a story in the scriptures about a sheep wandering off from the flock of the other sheep, and the one sheep gets lost. And this story that Jesus tells in Luke chapter 15 is about a good shepherd who leaves the 99 other sheep, and he goes off to find the one lost sheep. He looks high and low. He turns every corner. He gazes behind every bush, until he can find that lonely and lost sheep. And in Luke chapter 15, it says right around verse 6, as Jesus tells the parable, suppose one of you has 100 sheep and loses one of them. Does he not leave the 99 in the open country and go after the lost sheep until he finds it? And when he finds it, he joyfully puts it on his shoulders and goes home. Have y'all heard this parable before? Usually when we read this parable, the teaching that comes behind it is about the good shepherd who goes out to find that one lost sheep. And indeed it should be. That's the point of the story. But have you ever thought about the story from the sheep's perspective? I wonder what it must have felt like to be that one sheep. At first, maybe he probably felt free and away from the other sheep's responsibilities and rituals and rules. Maybe that sheep was hurt by the other sheep or bullied or unconnected or marginalized. Or maybe he just didn't fit in. Who knows? But as he got further and further away, it got darker and colder, and lonelier, and more fearful. And when the sheep decides to finally go back, he realizes something. He can't find his way back home. And some of you may be like that sheep today. Maybe you remember what it was like to be covered, cared for, and protected. But you went off, you wandered away from the good shepherd and the other sheep. Maybe COVID or the pandemic took you so far away from God and church that you're struggling to get your faith back. You know, finding our way back home isn't always as easy as we think it might be. We're just going to take a detour for a while And we'll get back when we're ready. And all of a sudden, we find out we can't quite make our way back. Some of you may be feeling lost, maybe even stuck in a thicket like that wandering sheep. But thank God, the good shepherd comes looking for us. And when he finds us, wherever it is, whatever state we're in, stuck in a thicket of a bad relationship, stuck in a thicket of a busted up situation, of a bankrupt financial crash, wherever he finds us, in a broken business, wherever he finds us, in health conditions that seem to break our hearts, wherever he finds us when we're grieving the loss of a relationship, a friend, a family member, wherever we are, he's looking behind every bush, every turn. He's looking high. He's looking low. He's looking for you. And when that shepherd finds that sheep, even though that sheep may be stuck in a thicket, he comes to you running, and with a big smile, he says, "There you are, holy sheep." I'm here to take you home. And he picks you up and he puts you on his shoulders and he brings you back to safety. I'm here to tell somebody on this Easter Sunday morning that Jesus is the good shepherd and he is looking for you. He's coming for you. He's searching for you. Take heart, beloved. You will be found. You know, there's a difference between hiding and being lost. Hiding means you don't want to be found. Lost means you want to be found. Like a person on a deserted island, you have your hands waving and signaling the rescue helicopter, and you're saying, "Here I am! Here I am! Find me! Here I am!" The person who's hiding doesn't want to be found. The person who's lost wants to be found. They just don't know how to get back. And God wants you to know that he's the good shepherd on this day. He wants you to know, for those of you who are in the house here in Columbia, for those of you who are in the house here in Owens Mills, for those of you who are in the house, in your house, the good shepherd is looking for you. He will find you. On this Resurrection Sunday, the good shepherd is here. The Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world is here. The one who died, was buried, and rose again from the dead is here. Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, is here to find you today. The question is this. Do you want to be found? Maybe you've been running from relationship to relationship like that woman at the well, looking for love in all the wrong places. Or maybe you denied Christ like Peter, or maybe you turned from him. Maybe your heart was broken because you put so much hope in him. And now all of a sudden, the disciples realize he's being crucified. They were nowhere to be found. They gave their lives to this guy for 3 years. And then he's just going to let them arrest him and take him away. Peter says, "Oh no," he pulls out his sword and he's ready to fight. He goes after that Roman soldier. And let me tell you something, he cut his ear off, but that's only because he was a bad shot. He was aiming for his head. He wanted to defend this Jesus. He wanted to defend the one who had called him. And now Jesus says, no, he heals the guy. And then he lets them beat him, string him up on a cross. How could this be? And maybe you feel disillusioned. You thought Jesus was going to come through in some kind of way, and he didn't. And you're wondering, what in the world is wrong here? But I want you to know that Jesus has a way of reminding us that no matter what he goes through, he always comes out the winner in the end. And no matter what you go through, no weapon formed against you will prosper. Nothing that comes against you will ever succeed. You may have difficulties and struggles, but in the end, you win. Because in the end, he won. Friday looked like it was a win for Satan. But what Satan didn't realize is that early on Sunday morning, Jesus would get up and he would defeat sin, death, and darkness. So here's this Peter who denies Christ. Here are these disciples who are scattered all over the place. But guess what Jesus did after he rose again from the dead? He went looking for Peter. In fact, when Mary and the ladies went to the tomb to put some spices there, there was an angel there. And this is what it says in Mark 16:6. The angel says, "Don't be alarmed," he said. "You are looking for Jesus the Nazarene who was crucified. He has risen. He is not here. See the place where they laid him?" And then what trips me out is verse 7. After the angel says that, the angel tells the ladies to go tell everybody. But this is what it says. "But go tell his disciples," here it is, "and Peter." Peter was a disciple, so it would have been fine to just say, "Go tell the disciples." But you see, Jesus knows who to look for because he knows where you are emotionally. He knows where you are in your heart and in your mind. When nobody else can see your heart and your mind sitting in a crowd, Jesus knows how to get right to the inner part of who you are. And so go tell the disciples, but you specifically go tell Peter, because I know he's got some emotional issues right now. Later, when you get to John 21, he actually sees Peter, cooks him breakfast, and says, "Do you love me? Feed my sheep. Do you love me? Yes, Lord, you know I do. Tend to my sheep. Do you love me? Yes, Lord, you know I do. Tend to my sheep." You know, Peter denied Jesus 3 times, and now he's given him an opportunity 3 times to say, "I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord." That's the kind of God you serve, who will reinstate you even after you have wandered off like a sheep. He's coming for you. Tell the disciples and Peter. Now, do me a favor right now, and you may not be able to do that in the house unless you're with some other people, or if you're at Owens Mills as well. But on the count of 3, can you just tell me your name? You ready? 1, 2, 3. There you go. Now, this time, I want you to say it one more time. And when I say 1, 2, 3, say your name real loud, okay? Go tell the disciples and 1, 2, 3. That I rose again from the dead. Jesus wants you to know it. Not just Peter. He wants you to know it. Ask your neighbor their name. Go ahead. Ask them their name for a second. If you don't know, ask them their name. I didn't say get her number. I said just ask her her name, okay? Ask her her name. Now tell that person, Jesus said, tell the word of God. Tell the disciples and then say their name. Go ahead. Come on, Owens Mills, tell them. Tell the person you just met. My number 443-722. I'll tell you my name later. Let me call you. I can't remember it right now. Welcome to Bridgeway. If the risen Lord can forgive Peter for denying him 3 times, he can forgive you for whatever you have done. The question is, are you willing to say, "Here I am, Lord. I don't know how to get back to where I'm going. I'm lost in a thicket somewhere, but I know I need you to save me. I know I need you to rescue me." Friends, Isaiah 55:6 says, "Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near." The Lord is near. Call upon him. Just say, "Here I am, Lord. Here I am." And when the shepherd would find the lost sheep, he would untangle them from the thicket. He'd then pick them up and Put them on his shoulders. Does anybody need Jesus to carry them? Does anybody need Jesus to take them home with him? Does anybody need Jesus to be close to them as you hear the heartbeat of the sheep, and as he smells the breath of the sheep, and as you feel the muscles of Jesus' shoulders, and you hear his breath? The intimacy in that moment is what it used to be like. I was so, so far away. Now I'm real, real close. Only God would do that. Take people who are so far from him and bring them so close to himself. That's the kind of God you serve. So far, now intimate. Only the good shepherd can do that. And the promise is true. You will be found. Maybe you've never accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Maybe you've never accepted Jesus Christ as your good shepherd. Well, on this Easter Sunday, why don't you accept Jesus, the risen Lord, in your life today? Today is the day of your salvation. All you have to do is say, here I am. Here I am. I don't want to hide anymore. I want to be found. Here I am. As Jesus was being crucified on that cross, he had to find one more person. He was in between two thieves. And one of those thieves in Luke 23, 42 says, remember me when you come into your kingdom, Jesus. Jesus said to that thief, today you will be with me in paradise. Even while he's being crucified, Jesus is still finding people. To his very last breath, on his very last day. And guess what, friends? If it wasn't too late for the thief on the cross, it's not too late for you. Those thieves were as guilty as sin. They were criminals and deserved to be there. And the reality is, all of us deserve to be there with them. We're in the same state. That's why we can't judge people. But what we can do is turn to the one who's the righteous judge and say, remember me. Please remember me. Because just like the guy on the left side of you, I was bad. I was wicked. I messed up. I did some bad stuff. I should be here, but you shouldn't be. And in that moment, and in this moment, you have a decision. Do you want to be to the left of the Lord, or do you want to be to the right of the Lord? The thief to the right said, remember me, and Jesus promised, I will remember you. You will be found. You will go with me today in paradise. Or do you want to be like the one on the left, who basically doesn't even believe that Jesus is the Messiah? He just wants to get out of there. And maybe that's where you are today. But I need to remind you, before I bring this to a conclusion and before I give you an opportunity to pray to receive Jesus Christ, not only is it not too late, not only is the Good Shepherd here today, not only does Jesus want to find you and bring you close, but you need to know the truth of what the Bible says. And Jesus gives another parable, and he says, one day in the future, there will be sheep and there will be goats. And when he comes back, the word says that he's going to separate the sheep from the goats. The sheep are the ones that follow him and are in his flock. The goats are the ones that reject him and are not in his flock. And they will, it says, depart from me. For those of you who have been prepared for the devil and his angels. And so here we are with an opportunity. Do I want to be a sheep who's found? Or do I want to be a goat? Do I want to be to his right? Or do I want to be to his left? There is no in between. I wish I could tell you there was a purgatory. There's not. I wish I could tell you that Muhammad could get you there. He can't. I wish I could tell you Buddha would get you there. He can't. I wish I could tell you your mama or your grandmama could get you there, but they can't. Nobody can get you into the kingdom of God except God. And there's no other way except one way. And Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to Father God except through me. So this is your moment. This is where you get the opportunity to make a decision. And so if you just all bow your heads with me, Owens Mills, bow your heads. At your house, in your car, just bow your head right now. And in your heart, if you're saying, I want to be found, I want to be rescued, I want to be saved, pray this prayer after me. You can use your own words or you can just use the words that I'm speaking. As long as you mean them deep in your heart, say, Dear Jesus, thank you for looking for me. Here I am, Lord. Thank you for finding me when I run so far away from you. Thank you for still wanting me. Dear Jesus, please take me back to your fold. Please take me wherever you go. I want to follow you today. I place my life and my eternity in your hands. Save me, Jesus. Thank you for saving me, for carrying me, for giving me new life today. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen. If you prayed that prayer and you believe in your heart God raised Jesus from the dead, and this is the best Easter you will ever have because you just crossed over from death to life, from being a goat to being a sheep, from being the guy on the left side who's going down to the one on the right side who's going up. And the scripture says in that same passage of Luke 15 about the shepherd, then he calls to his friends and his neighbors together and says, rejoice with me, I have found my lost sheep. I tell you, in the same way, there will be more rejoicing in heaven over one sinner who repents than over the 99 righteous persons who do not need to repent. So if you prayed that prayer, I want you to just wave at me because we want to celebrate with you. Wave at me. Come on, OMR. Wave at me. Owens Mills, wave at me. Wave at me. Wave at me. I see you. Wave at me. All the way in the balcony, wave at me. Wave at me. I see you. I see you. All of heaven is rejoicing. The Bible says we're just rejoicing with the angels in heaven. We get to rejoice together. And now those of us who have been saved before and those of us who just got saved today, guess what? You can join in that song that millions of people have sang for generations. Amazing grace. How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. Here it is. I once was lost, declare right here, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. Praise God. I'm going to turn the service over to our Owens Mills pastor, Pastor David Michener, as well as Pastor Eli is going to make his way up here. For those of you online, thank you so much for joining us today. I'm going to make my way to the lobby. Maybe I'll be able to greet some of you on your way out. But let me say it to you once more. He is risen. He is risen indeed. And thank God for the good shepherd. You have been found.